from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. President Donald Trump confirmed Wednesday his CIA director Mike Pompeo held a secret meeting in Pyongyang with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president made the confirmation on his Twitter account early Wednesday, saying Pompeo held the meeting directly with the Korean leader last week and that it all went very smoothly. He said the two formed a good relationship and that details of the summit are being worked out. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman is traveling with the president in Florida.
Well, we really don't know much about it besides what the president has said. And in his message on Twitter, he said it went very smoothly and a good relationship was formed. It's really remarkable that the CIA director, who is, of course, the president's nominee to become Secretary of State, managed to pull this off in secrecy, and it did not leak out until Tuesday evening when the president made some very tantalizing remarks to pool reporters at Mar-a-Lago.
VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman. The Cuban government and First Vice President Miguel Díaz-Canel is the only candidate nominated for president, a move that guarantees he will be the communist country's first president outside the Castro family for the first time in nearly 60 years. The nomination must be approved by the Cuban National Assembly, which has historically approved nominations. In an unusual two-day procedure, the legislature will choose a new president on Wednesday and announce a replacement for Raul Castro on Thursday. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A UN security team came under small arms fire and an explosive was detonated as they tried to carry out a reconnaissance mission to a Syrian town awaiting a visit from chemical weapons inspectors. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir describes what is known about the incident.
So the OPCW is saying that this security team from the UN on Tuesday entered Douma. They visited two sites, and at the first site where they were going to do reconnaissance to make sure it was safe for the experts to go in, they went to the first site and a large crowd was there, and the Department of Security said the reconnaissance team should leave. So they left and they went to a second site, and at the second site they came under small arms fire and an explosive was detonated. So after that, the reconnaissance team returned to Damascus. And so far, the experts from the OPCW have not entered Douma.
A UN source told VOA none of the UN security team members were injured during the incident. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called early presidential and general elections for June 24th of this year. Polls were scheduled for November 2019, but Erdogan said the unprecedented challenges facing the country made early elections a necessity. Last month, Turkish forces ousted a Kurdish militia from Syria's Afrin enclave. Ankara accuses the militia of supporting a Kurdish insurgency inside Turkey. The Afrin victory is seen as giving an electoral boost to Erdogan and his ruling party, the AKP. President Donald Trump claimed Wednesday that he did not fire former FBI Chief James Comey last year because he was heading the agency's probe of Russian links to his 2016 election campaign, a contention directly conflicting with what he said days after he had ousted him. Trump said on Twitter, "Slippery James Comey, the worst FBI director in history, was not fired because of the phony Russia investigation where, by the way, there was no collusion except by the Dems." After Trump dismissed Comey last May 9th, 2 days later, he told NBC News anchor Lester Holt that he was going to fire Comey regardless, knowing there was no good time to do it, but was thinking of the Russia investigation when he decided to dismiss him. A former U.S. Navy fighter pilot is being hailed as an American hero after she safely landed a passenger jet that, without warning, sustained catastrophic engine failure high in the skies over the eastern United States. Tammy Dole Schultz was flying at that time. I'm Sarah Williams, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.